Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. I'm going to talk about Body Electric by Becker. Dr. Robert O. Becker's research focused on negative charge electric current and cell manipulative techniques to stimulate tissue repair and regeneration in various injuries and conditions. His work involved techniques such as dedifferentiation of cells, silver mesh wire stimulation, and embryonic stem cell injections. By leveraging these approaches, Becker achieved promising results in promoting healing and regeneration in different tissues and organs. Not only did Becker make breakthroughs in tissue regeneration, he also made breakthroughs in repair of wounds that would not heal by his use of charged electric current. There is also a portion of his work that was very interesting as it related to cancer. He found that there were different centers connected with the sciatic nerve that could turn cancer on or off. And that work was extremely exciting, but it was not allowed to be developed by the hospital organizations which he was associated with. And most of that information has been kept in research papers, and not those therapies have not been applied to try to stop cancer. Becker's research on the use of electric current and cell manipulation techniques has the potential to impact cancer treatment. Here are some explanations of his discoveries that could be applied to cancer therapy. Electric current and cell manipulation. By targeting electric currents to cancer cells, it may be possible to disrupt their growth and trigger programmed cell death, apoptosis in the cancerous tissues. Becker's technique for stimulating bone-forming cells could aid in repairing and regenerating bone tissues damaged by cancer mastitis. This approach could help strengthen the bones and reduce the impact of cancer spread to the skeletal structures. The injection of embryonic stem cells have the ability to differentiate into various cell types and could be utilized in cancer therapies. Now, he liked the embryonic stem cells because with the growth agent and with the stem cell, he could get very good results. But with the advancement in adult stem cells, now that same level of differentiation is possible with this adult stem cells. These stem cells could be engineered to target and replace cancer cells with healthy ones, promoting the regeneration of normal tissues and organs affected by the cancer cell. I watched a video on YouTube that used adult stem cells. They harvested them from the individual with cancer, and they increased the number of stem cells, and then using a certain growth factors, they were able to reintroduce the stem cells throughout the body, and the stem cells then repaired the areas where the cancer was growing very fast, and it had a remarkable reduction in the amount of cancer. In fact, in one case, the individual survived level 4 cancer. So I think that the usage of engineered stem cells and growth factors and the understanding of regeneration of normal tissues using these stem cells hold some potential promise to solving cancer. Becker focused on cell differentiation and redifferentiation processes could offer insights reversing abnormal growth patterns seen in cancer cells. By guiding cancer cells to differentiate into non-cancerous cell types or inducing them to re-differentiate into less harmful forms, it could potentially lead to the suppression or elimination of cancerous growth. By integrating these innovative approaches into cancer research and treatment, there is a possibility of developing more targeted, effective, and less invasive therapies for various types of cancer. Becker's groundbreaking discoveries may pave the way for novel strategies in cancer treatment that prioritize tissue regeneration, cellular manipulation, and the harnessing of natural healing processes to combat complex diseases.